every day.
Cape Town wakes up.
Cape Town wakes up to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
6 to 9.
On Smile.
On Smile FM.
Have you ever been outed for wearing inappropriate clothes at or clothes that weren't appropriate for said function? For example, you were going to a smarter restaurant and you rocked up in a t-shirt and friends were like, really? We're going to a smarter place. You should have worn something with maybe a collar. A full-grown adult man in pajamas and a gown, yeah, walking into a spa in broad daylight.
What a man.
What a man.
That's, yeah, that's the true peak form of modern masculinity. Confident and comfortable.
Ask me to see a grown man and woman walking in malls with full nightwear. What's happened to our society? Even to the point where some mothers bring their children to school in
yes,
pajama wear. It's shocking. Back in the day, I don't know. Yeah, I sound like an old good dude now, but yeah, maybe I am.
Yeah, me too.
But I mean, dress code.
100%. I mean, come on, at least make an effort. We know you've done nothing but get out of bed.
Good morning, Smile team. I hope you guys are well. Anyway, my situation is I was doing an event in Paul somewhere. We were invited by the local club to come and have a couple of drinks. Had a quick t-shirt change, and then I went to the club, and eventually, as I went to go sit down after a dance, put the foot up, and then I realized I still had my safety shoes on.
Ek het 'n hempie in my kas wat sê ek is maklik, ek trek my eie klere uit. So nou en dan trek ek aan om 'n bietjie my vrou se siel uit te trek. Net so voor ons uitgaan. Een van daai wat 'n mens kry by 'n lekker Afrikaanse musiekfees.
I remember growing up, my uncle would always go into the shops in his boxers and a t-shirt. Doesn't matter what shop, unless he was going to a wedding or a special function, you'd always find him in his boxers and a t-shirt. Have a good one.
We went to a funeral, and there was some sort of dress code. I don't know what, I don't have those details. But at the funeral, somebody was looking at him and started giggling. And he asked, what's wrong now? And he had a t-shirt on it. Also, they said it must be a very low-key kind of funeral.
Yes.
And he had a t-shirt on that actually said, game over.
Feel the room.
He got dressed in the morning or in the dark or I don't know what, and it was a t-shirt that a friend gave him for his bachelor's, meaning, and he put this thing on for the funeral, and he felt very conscious about that.
That is unbelievable. It's very I mean, I like that. That's my kind of humor, right? I like that, but I mean, when you're the person wearing it, it's pretty awkward. Oh, that is classic.
Yeah, well, you didn't even know what he had on.
No.
Shame, the poor guy.
But, shame.
Yeah.
Well, listen, at least you could all look back now and have a good laugh at it. Back then, he must have been like, oops.
Yeah, you don't know where to stick your head,
exactly,
right?
But, this is the court case. Guy rocks up in felony court, right? He's rocking up to face the judge. He's in felony court, right, mm-hmm, in America. And his t-shirt reads, world's best farter.
What made you think that was a good shirt to wear to court this morning? That's all you could find? That's the only shirt you had in your closet? World's best farter. That's great.
Well, if you look closely, Judge, the shirt actually goes on to say, I mean, father. But the text is smaller and harder to read. Either way, probably not what you want to wear when making a felony court appearance.
Yeah. Bad life choice right there. If you thought the judge was going to be lenient with you in that shirt, not going to happen.
Yeah.
Everyone, wake up.
The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show. 6 to 9.
Smile 90.4 FM.